This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Red Sea Basin. London reporting in these last hours. U.S. launches fresh strikes on Houthis as Red Sea trade disruption spreads. Subhead, Volvo Cars joins companies affected by delivery holdups as Yemeni group targets shipping route. We have the good and the bad here. U.S. forces on Tuesday, these hours, carried out fresh strikes on targets linked with Houthi militants amid disruption to global trade. At the same time, the U.S. Central Command is saying it struck 4 anti-ship ballistic missiles, destroyed, intercepted. But the Houthis succeeded hours later in launching a missile strike that struck the Zografia, a Greek-owned Maltese flagship. Why this is critical is that this is an economic war in addition to a trading of missiles. The report from London by Reuters is that insurance on a load carried through the Suez Canal has gone from 0.7% premium to 1% premium and will climb higher. I welcome Captain Jerry Hendricks, U.S. Navy aviator, retired, to comment, and Sagamore Institute, to comment on not only the trade of missiles, the U.S. has launched now, according to the FT, 3 rounds of strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. Not only the crisis of the missile exchange, but also the economic crisis and reason to believe that Iran is resupplying the Houthis as the U.S. Navy is interdicting the Houthi drones and the Houthi missiles. Jerry, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. I begin with the success so far of the U.S. to strike at the Houthi bases, radar bases, missile arsenals, and also to interdict Houthi resupply. We have a successful operation by the SEALs off the coast of Somalia to intercept a load of warheads and missile parts that we can presume was headed to Yemen, with the loss of 2 Navy SEALs missing in action so far. How do you measure this contest between mountain men with missiles supplied by Iran and the U.S. Navy seeking to guide through successfully all these commercial ships that are getting increasingly expensive? Good evening to you, Captain.
Good evening, John, and thank you again for having me on. This is becoming an increasingly complex conflict. Obviously, there's a crisis in the Red Sea Basin where some 20% of global trade flows, on a daily basis in the past. Now, of course, that's come to not a dead halt, but it certainly we've seen the number of ships passing through that area come down considerably. And we've seen also that response, as you mentioned, from the insurance companies as the premium on ships passing through the area has climbed because of the increased risk. And now we have this report of a Greek ship having actually been hit. The United States Navy and its partner nations have been working very hard to try and defend these ships. What's interesting is that a lot of these shipping companies are, in fact, not U.S. flagged. They are not U.S. owned ships, nor are they British flagged or British owned or some of the other nations that have come to the defense of them. And yet we have stepped up as part of the global international system, economic system, to sort of defend this sea line of communication, because we see it to be in our interest to see free trade and the free flow of goods along these shipping routes. But you are correct. So we have hit the Houthi infrastructure ashore, which is to say that we have hit Iranian infrastructure ashore, because so much of what the Houthis are doing is, in fact, on behalf of Iran, their primary sponsors. And so there's been a number of attacks, both cruise missile attacks as well as missiles coming off from aircraft. We've had aircraft launch from the USS Eisenhower take part in these strikes to tamp down Houthi operations. And yet the Houthis continue to go on. Now, we've had this tragic story this week that the two missing sailors, originally we just said there were two sailors that were missing at sea. Then it became two Navy SEALs. They were identified as SEALs. And now we've got more information that, in fact, these SEALs have gone on board a dhow that was being used to smuggle or transport components for these missiles. And then in the exchange, moving from one ship to another, one SEAL fell into the water, and then the other SEAL went in to get him, and both disappeared. And we may have lost them. We're still continuing to search, and I haven't heard that that's called off. But what that tells me is we have solid intelligence on how these components are being shipped around, and that elements such as U.S. SEALs are involved in going and doing these searches and seizures and interdictions at sea. So we are going after the Houthis and the Iranians by all means. We're doing kinetic strikes. We're interdicting their supply lines. We are working to get this back under control. But what we can tell is so far is those strikes that we did not dampen their enthusiasm because this Greek ship got hit within the last 24 hours.
The Red Sea is from the map, that's all I know about it. It looked a very controlled space, and the Houthis are waiting for the narrowing of the passageway either into the Suez Canal or into the Indo-Pacific to strike. That comes to me, Jerry, that if advantage to the Houthis. They can track a ship all the way down and then salvo, and the U.S. Navy has to intercept all of that. Is that too much to ask of these warships?
No, it's not. These ships, first of all, we have a number of ships there, largely Arleigh Burke class destroyers that are equipped with the SPY-1D radar system, which can see hundreds of miles, track a lot of targets, and we won't get into the exact numbers, with great accuracy. And those Burke class destroyers are also equipped with some 96 vertical launch system tubes that carry missiles. Some of those tubes can carry multiple missiles within the tubes, depending on how we load them out. And so we have a sufficient number of ships and sufficient coverage of the area to sort of span not only the entirety of the Red Sea, sort of, which runs somewhat north by northwest to south by southwest, but also out in the Gulf of Aden, the Gulf of Oman, where we're also watching for traffic that is coming and entering the Strait of El Bab Mandel, the southern approach to it, and then the Gulf of Suez is at the top. So we're tracking all the way through there, and the Houthis are launching and having missiles fly. A lot of those missiles are targeted at shipping. Some of those missiles are targeted still at Israel. Remember, this was all began after the tragedy, the massacre that occurred in Israel on October the 7th, and the Houthis out of Yemen decided to get involved on the support on the side of Hamas. And so a lot of this tracks back to that sort of broader movement in the Middle East. So the U.S. Navy and its allies is spread out up and down the Red Sea, is providing good coverage there, and also in the Gulf of Aden, Gulf of Oman, where the Eisenhower Strike Group has been operating along with its accompanying ships. And we do have a good collection of allies that have very good radars and very good missiles themselves. So at this point in time, it appears that we have sufficient coverage.
So your measure then is that this is not mission impossible to cover all this space with the deployment that is now available to the Navy. The reason I ask that, Jerry, is that they're operating very far away in an entirely new battle zone, to my knowledge, to my reading of this. Is this something that, because the Iranians have a lot of missiles, and they're going to keep feeding the missiles into Yemen by either Oman or Somalia or Eritrea. They have many ways in. Is this something that can be sustained by the U.S. Navy indefinitely, guarding the Red Sea?
Well, John, I made my first deployment to the Red Sea in 1991 at the tail end of Desert Storm. And my first flights actually were flying out of Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, up and down the Red Sea, tracking ships, because at that point in time, if you remember during Desert Storm, Jordan was on the other side. And there were a lot of ships that were trying to get movement of goods into the port of Aqaba that could be then transported over land. U.S. Navy's been operating in the Red Sea and effectively covering it, doing surveillance on it since the early 1990s. It's an area that we're very familiar with. We know all the islands. We know where all the wrecks are. We know the obstructions in the area. The fact, actually, that we're there now with allies and partners actually helps us in cover down on that. And we have effectively one carrier strike group. And if you remember, a carrier deploys generally with two cruisers and two destroyers. And so that's the normal pattern of what it brings. We also have the allies and partners. This is not a heavy lift for us. We have sent some additional ships there. Now, we are drawing down the readiness bank, as it were, with the number of ships and how many we have deployed. And we will have to replenish that at some point in time. But I think that we'll be able to continue to do this for a couple more months without significantly impacting the readiness of the overall force.
The arsenal of democracy. We turn to it next because there's a new document from the DOD that speaks to the ability of the U.S. to sustain security for ourselves and our allies in examples of the Red Sea, but the Indo-Pacific, all the oceans. Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, Sagamore Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.